Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to Old School. Oh, man. This is so much good stuff. What's up, everybody? we'll bring them into the chuckle fest. Again, you guys know how to handle this. 402-464-5685. 402-464-5685. If you want to text in to the Starter Hammond text line or call in to the Honda Lincoln hotline, you have permission to do so. Again, if I'm running the board, you got to say, hey, what's up, DP? Otherwise, I won't take – we'll hang up on the call if you don't say, what's up, DP? And on the text line, if you want it read, just say, what's up, DP? Because it lets me know that you're actually connected to it. You're not just spewing off. You're actually loading in. Nice evening of sports talk radio for you. The lineup is as follows. Buckle in. Thirsty Thursdays, Kevin Meyer from Meyer Cork and Bottle at 4:30. Fairfax Football Academy's Barry Thompson at 5 o'clock. Jay Foreman by phone at 5:30. Nick Karaoke at 4:45. And you and the listeners will have a chance to call in and win $50 from Upside Bar Lounge if they want to sing. Pretty cool. 6 o'clock. What's the Buzz? Husker basketball director of player development, Buzzy Carruthers, who did the color last night on the broadcast for basketball. Had a pretty cool call last night. We'll get to that and run that a little bit. But he will go from 6 to 8 o'clock, and his guest in the second hour will be Mr. Five Star, the baby-faced assassin, Bryce McGowans. We'll join him. And then at 8 o'clock and from 8 until 9 o'clock, the truth with C.J. Wilcher, who ended up starting last night, and Kobe Webster. And I'm sure they'll have a guest with them. So stay tuned tonight. Plenty going on, plenty to talk about. Want to hear about the scrimmage exhibition game last night. That'll be a good way to do it. And you can share your thoughts with the folks that are actually in the program. Bubba asked a question. If I can't see it clean enough to see if it's authentic, I would have to see what's on the back. I would kind of say no, though, just from the padding is what I would say. I would say no to the padding. But I don't know what year that was. Because you're matching – the shell doesn't match the padding, I think, is the way I want to say that. The shell doesn't match the padding, but that's just me. That's just me. Don't take my word for it. Go take it to a shop and ask the experts. But I would say no. Again, I last night's exhibition game was about what you would expect it to be. Right? Simple. It was what it it's what it was expected. That's what exhibitions are for. It's a change up and face different people, different systems, different sets, different paces. Exhibitions work at a different speed than practice scrimmages, and those are necessary. Having officials monitor the game from 94 feet provides a little bit of different perspective. Things that you can get away with in a closed practice environment as far as defense, offense, steps you take. Spacing, timing, those sorts of things. Yeah, that's what that's for. Like that, more than measuring other things, you're measuring how you respond to a different set of rules and pace and speed. So You know, that's how we're going to get down with that. That's what you would expect. And somebody said earlier that they thought that Bryce McGowan's didn't show effort last night. No, I thought he showed maturity and not trying to force things. I mean, knowing who you are, I mean, that young man knows how he plays. He knows what's required of him and what's needed. But there is some maturity in not coming in and trying to show off and take over. That wasn't what was required in that exhibition. So I have zero issue with Bryce McGowan last night. You want him to shoot better than 2 for 8, but there'll be nights where he goes, 7 for 8. So there's that. You take both when you're talking about shooters. The same can be said for the rest of the shooters. They ended up shooting at 50%. That's a pretty good clip for 3-point. And then 60-plus from the field. And, yeah, you're being defended differently, and there were no size monsters out there to clog the middle. But I think with the shots that they got last night would also play in the Big Ten Conference in season games. So, a different level of shot blocker. I mean, you'll have actual 7-foot shot blockers out there and athletic, and you'll have greater length on the wings of the floor. But, that's how that works. That's how that works. Up and down the roster, I mean, again, we saw from Bryden back what we thought we were going to see. I mean, he's the new fundamental. He's in the right place, right time. He defends the right place, communicates with a high IQ in that space. If he gets in a banging contest down in the box in the Big Ten, that's not one he's going to win, but he's also going to be an advantage on the offensive end against the Frankensteins of the Big Ten Conference. But that's what you want to do. Derek Walker looked refreshed. He looked new. He looked pumped up. He looked like he was an offensive factor. I mean, the pick and roll with Walker and Verge last night was high level. And there are other things that they can do off of what they did last night, which all feed into this offense and makes the shooters better on the perimeter. I love the patience of Trey McGowan. I don't think you want to get into a habit of having Big Ten nights where Trey McGowan only shoots one shot, but you could fix that too. Additional players to the game and new players to the roster. C.J. Wilter started last night. And to watch his movement and his energy, I mean, the dude plays with fire and he's got a little vinegar in him, and looked good watching him attack people, whether it was offensively or defensively, looking for a chance to make a play. Keon Edwards was better than build. We thought of him as an athletic, kind of a Sean Marion athletic freak, but then you realize, oh, whoops, the guy can shoot. The guy's like, he's sniper level good from three. I mean, I think he went 3 for 3 from three last night. So add that to the recipe of good things. Surprisingly, I mean, Eduardo Andre late into the game, but gave you 10 points and 6 rebounds in 8 minutes. Like, okay, sir, Mr. Andre. I don't care who you do that against. That's impressive. And they will need him, and they will use him in the Big Ten Conference. He's already been through it, and he's better than he was a year ago, which is kind of how you want to measure it. Last year, Trevor Lakes, Eduardo Andre, Kobe Webster all got substantial minutes, key minutes, in the Big Ten Conference last year, and it didn't get a great result. But this year, like based on last night, I mean, you've got other weapons in the artillery. You've got more ammo on the wall than you had a year ago. It'll be tougher for this team to get into long droughts, scoring droughts, because you've got guys who can break things down and can get into the paint and kick out to 3-point shooters who on half the Big Ten nights are gonna shoot that pretty well, and the half nights they'll struggle. But now they have guys who can get in the paint and create shots within that space. Now you're actually attacking bigs rather than trying to stay away from them. Keisei Tominaga is what we hoped he would be. Like, he's not just a Big Ten shooter. He's a Big Ten player. Like, I don't want to talk about Tominaga as just a shooter. He's a Big Ten player. Ridiculous defensive IQ. Like, knows where to be, right? He fights through screens, identifies screens, plays the passing lane, tough against the dribble. Yeah, I mean, there'll be some nights in the Big Ten, just like everybody else, where an elite Big Ten guard, you know, takes him to work. But that's everybody. That's not limited to Casey. That's everybody. But he's an elite level shooter. And look, this roster has a large number of players who can change the energy at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Can change the momentum at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Can change the way Big Ten defenses defend. Right? That you now, I mean, look, we understand that the Big Ten, for what it does, I mean, this is a meat grinder of a conference. But because of that, meat teams that have been grinded up show up at PBA. And they may not, look, you come to PBA with a bad set of legs, and some injuries, or you have a bad night shooting, guess what? You'll be in the wrong place. PBA will make you pay. There are a lot of legs on this team. I mean, think about it. They could legitimately line up and have, you know, 15 players who can make plays for them in the Big Ten Conference. And they don't all have to dominate. You don't need 15 players to dominate the Big Ten Conference. You need 15 players who will contribute. That's the depth of the team, is that you have contributors at 12 offensive contributors at 9 of the 15 top positions on the roster. You have defensive contributors at 10 of the 15, and then you have combinations that you can put together from that. Now, yes, they're going to have to battle in the paint. They're going to have to battle. But this year, look, when you can think of putting three wings together who can carry you through offensive stretches and put two bigs on the floor at the same time, that's not a thing you had a year ago or 2 years ago. Yeah. Hey, DP, how was the free throw shooting last night? I never got a chance. 78%, I believe. Yeah, and I think Derek Walker missed too. I think everybody else pretty much handled their business. Bubba says, thanks, DP, for your opinion. I'm excited with what I saw last night at men's basketball. My hot take, this is year we finally end the only Power 5 school not to win an NCAA tournament game. I'm with you in that, because having seen where they were a year ago, 2 years ago, and comparing it to now, and then coming off a COVID year, that they have added talent, athletic talent, and basketball IQ, and length, because they could run a bunch of guys out there at 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", who can stretch across the length of the floor and get work done. Especially defensively. Look, if a team comes in the Big Ten Conference and shoots the lights out of PBA, that's going to happen several nights. Now, on nights, Nebraska will shoot with them, and some nights they won't. But this year's group has the ability and has talent. They can actually put the ball on the floor and go get work. Yeah? Brett says, what's up, DP? Is Thor still playing? No, not here. Yeah, not here. I'll ask Nick to get an update on what Thor's doing. See what Thor's doing wherever he is. I'm pretty sure there are folks that know. Maybe we'll ask Buzzy Carruthers at 6. We'll ask him what's going on there. I do want to read this because, again, I you guys know I'll be honest with you. Tyler in the Highlands says this, and you guys feel free to respond to it. But he says, DP, too much local radio. Bring back Dan Patrick and end local at 5 p.m. Did you, Tyler? Have you met me? Why would I want to give Husker fans less local radio? Text line. I'll allow you guys to address that. And then you guys have also learned that I'm kind of resistant to that sort of thing. So when you tell me that you want less local programming, I'd be more inclined to give you more just because. Just because. And besides the fact that you didn't say what's up, DP. You didn't say what's up, DP. Gene in Lincoln says, that's the worst take I have ever heard. I'm with you, Gene. I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand. Sandman says, end it in local at 5. That guy's drinking his own bathwater. I'm with you, man. I don't understand what that was. Adam says, I think Tyler definitely lives in the highlands. Yeah, I... What's up, DP? That dude might have just had a medical episode. That's a great text, Josh. Josh from Dorchester, that's amazing. Dusty says, what's up, DP? I love y'all went local all day. That guy has got to be from Iowa. or another local station. Who hates that we give more local radio. And we're going to do more because now you got state playoffs coming, right? So we'll give you high school football. High school basketball is around the corner. I'm not that far away from trying to convince myself, Connor, and Nick to do high school baseball play-by-play. Like, I think all of that's a play. Look, we want to do more. We don't want to do less. My target is if the finances meet and we get sponsors, we get, you know, support for it, we'll go until midnight. That's going to be the move. Yeah? And folks know how to find Dan Patrick. You're right, Faisal. If that's what they want to do. Squeak says, dude must be an Iowa fan. Yep. I. Nebraska basketball fan says, what's good, DP? Love all the program, but I don't believe the basketball team was too far off last year. They just didn't have enough depth, which here they have more depth and more talent. Yeah, this is the most athletic team that I've seen recently. And they will be able to make plays that this team and this program hadn't been able to make in the last couple of years. I mean, look, just from the eye test alone, this roster looks more like a Big Ten roster than any of the previous three. And that's a statement of truth. You've got more scoutable players. You've got more talented players who have a skill set that they could use beyond this. And you will have more poor scouts at Nebraska games this year than you have since Roby. Pro scouts are paying attention to the talent. Right? Daryl, that's text of the day, bro. Daryl, tell you what. He says, what's up, DP? We have our DP. We don't need the other one. Man, go ahead with your bad self. Go ahead with your bad self. And I was DP long before Dan Patrick, so, and I've told him this to his face, so don't care. Play-by-play state football and basketball tournament coverage would be bad. Like, we did – I think we had some great calls for Class B and Class A last year. And, again, we'll have more people involved. So we'll give you that basketball coverage. We'll give the state tournament coverage starts Friday. And then, yeah, I think the idea – would be that we dive into baseball, softball. Like, I'm cool with covering sports, right? Like, that's what we're going to do. Like, that's how I kind of want, how I see this going forward, is that we give access to the coaches and players. And I can tell you, let me go on a little rant here. Okay, let me get situated and get my back straight. So Ross says this. He goes, I've heard more from the basketball, volleyball, and baseball programs this year than in the past 10 years combined. I hope opportunities with other programs continue to grow like this. Good work, DP. So let me say this, and I'll keep repeating this on a regular basis. If you know people who are in the programs, send them to us. If you have a favorite sport or a favorite player that we don't talk about, tell us. Tell us. And tell them to let whoever they need to know, let know within the program, let them know. And come on aboard. Like, if you want us to talk golf, okay, cool. We'll give it time. Cross country, track and field. Track and field is amazing here. I'm still waiting for the soccer program to just open its gates to us and let us in. Because we want, again, there's some very cool people in the programs. There's some really good student athletes in those programs. And Nick, I will challenge you to say this. You are in that space. So now you will be given a pass to go and recruit and get people into this thing. You're there in that space. I've reached out directly to Trev Alberts and said, listen, tell us what we need to do. I've reached out to the program heads. There are some folks, right, who have access and then just are afraid that we're giving them too much access. Well, that's silly. Wrestling, I'm just telling you, last night we talked to Mark Manning, and he knows that he has a pass to come on and have a weekly show on this station and bring the wrestlers. Like, I can't, like, let's do it. Let's do it. Women's basketball, gymnastics, let's go. I mean, these are great folks. So we're going down that lane. And these are programs that don't get attention within the big circle. And I understand, we keep hands off, you know, Scott Frost and Hoiberg and Bolt. Like, okay, I get it. I leave Amy Williams alone. I don't bother John Cook. Like, I'm following. I leave Rhonda alone. But the rule was, and this is how I work, tell me the rules that everybody's going to work by. Tell me the rules that everybody's going to work by. And then I will make those rules work for me. So when I was told that when I got here, in a pandemic, brand new, I figured out that if I reach out to the players myself and to the assistant coaches and give them access and let them be stars, let the light shine on them a little bit, like they deserve it. You know, that's how you find, look, you that's how Lance Harvell needs to be heard and seen, man. Are you kidding me? Guy's amazing. Buzzy Carruthers, look, we can go up and down that roster. Reyes, like there's so many really good people in these programs. I was so moved by Heather Brink yesterday because she sounds like a coach that I would want to play for. Like, she cares about her young ladies. So we want to tell those stories. And we want them to know that they have a place to do that. So, Ted, shoot Mark Manning a message. Tell him you want to hear from him. Guess what? He would love to hear it. Yeah? What's up, DP? Is it possible for you guys to be live down in the rail yard on a game day? We are at Tipsy Tina's every home game day for 2.5 hours before tip. Stop by. Basketball, working on it. Baseball, working on it. Tell us where, the places we need to go. There are restaurants and places near Haymarket Park that would be really good location for us. Right? And for basketball, I don't know, there's a one-name bar that you might want to call and say, hey, why don't you have the ticket down on game day for basketball? The bar only has one name. It's been around a very long time. You might want to call. Right? Ted says, I don't know anybody, but we really should get the national champion bowling team some airtime. We did last year. We had Shannon Blahowski on several times last year as they made their national championship run, and then we had her immediately following the championship. Cubs here. What's up, DP? Did you say high school baseball? That'd be awesome. Also, what about the band? We hyped the band. The band, especially the alumni band. The alumni band is money. But the current band, get them to us. And yes, high school baseball. Look, we've got a building just filled with guys who love baseball and would love to call baseball. But again, and our thing is, once the community tells us what they want us to cover, as long as they cover our cost on it, we're in. You know, I'm trying to, you know, I got to fight my wife on, you know, how many things we can do. And her rule is simple. Pay for it first. So that's what we're working on. All right? Simple deal. We'll throw it to break. It is Thirsty Thursday. It is time. Let's bring in the man, the myth, the legend, Kevin Meyer from Meyer Cork and Bottle. We'll do that when we come back to Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.